Hey, hi, hello, and howdy. Because we just got back from Nashville Country Radio Seminar.
Yeah!
It's Financial Straight Talk, the podcast portion of this here radio show. My name's Jerry Payne. Each and every week, we like to cover the topics that are important to you. If you're getting close to or already in retirement, maybe you're just starting on your retirement journey, we're going to talk about it. And to guide us through all of this, the father of financial dragons, the chief engineer of the wheelbarrow of wisdom, the financial straight talker himself, Jim Fox.
Hey, that's me, and I am a good old country boy.
That's so, right. It felt good to be up there in Nashville, didn't it?
What's that?
I said it felt good to be up there in Nashville, didn't it?
You know what's crazy is what was great about it is you're rocking your Red Wing boots, right?
And my work boots.
They're all like, they're busted up, which is what boots should be, right?
Yeah.
And obviously I'm rocking my ostrich boots and they are just gnarly, right? They're all scratched up. And then we look around. Jerry, I don't know if you do this, but look around and everyone's like, they're limping around because they're wearing brand new cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I actually got to buy my very first pair of cowboy boots because I was doing a little sports betting and some of those parlays and I laid down $10 and I actually brought back in $500, and so I took my winnings and went on down to the boot store, and we got ourselves, it's a tehu, Jim, some kind of Brazilian lizard. It's not ostrich. But
tehu, huh?
Yeah, so I'm breaking them in, and you're right, my feet hurt.
They don't feel good when you're breaking them in. Now, by comparison, my ostrich boots are so busted up, and not bust up in a negative way. I'm talking about they're just broken in.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're working on it.
Dude, they might as well be a pair of dunks as far as I'm concerned, right? I mean,
yeah.
So,
all right.
But what a great time. What a great time.
It was. And we're going to have, we played our interview with Chase Matthew, a young rising star out of Nashville. We played that on the radio portion of the show. We're going to continue to do that with some of our other interviews that we got throughout the week in the coming weeks. So make sure you're tuning in to WMMB every weekend for the radio show, and we'll put out some of those on the podcast as well. But Jim, I want to talk about some rules for retirement that might be a little bit outdated on this week's show. Now, I don't know if you've ever done this. I've had friends who have had to do this, but I haven't ever had to do it myself personally. It's when you drop your phone in water, people will go get a bag of rice and they put their phone in it. And for some people, it seems to magically work. It dries out the phone and everything's fine. For others, it doesn't work. Well, Apple has found. Have you ever had to do that, Jim?
No, because it's nonsense. Like back in the day, my razor got dropped in water. And I'll never forget my friends like, you need to put it in the oven at 225 degrees. I'm like, I'm going to bake my,
Yeah, I don't think
I've never done it. How about you? Have you ever thrown yourself in a bag of rice?
I've heard mixed results from some of my friends, but Apple has come out and said, if you have an iPhone and this happens, do not do this because the rice particles can actually damage the phone and make things worse.
Yeah, all that dust and stuff that's in rice, right?
Exactly. So put that rice method in the pile of outdated rules, outdated strategies.
Myth has been busted.
And we busted that myth. Now, there's a lot of retirement rules that might be a little bit outdated, Jim. Let's go through a few of these and talk about why they no longer apply.
You want to run them or you want me to run them?
Let's start with the one we talk the most about, the 4% rule.
Oh, my God. So, listen, the guy that created the 4% rule. Now, before I start complaining about it, I guess I should tell you all what it means, okay? They say, or this guy says back in, I don't know, the 70s or the 80s, that, a safe withdrawal rate from your saved up assets is 4%. And when we look at this historically, if you pull 4% out of your accounts every year, regardless of the markets going up or down, that you're going to pretty much live off the principal. That's the idea, not outliving your money. Well, even that dude who created the idea is now saying, maybe that doesn't work as well as we thought it was. Because remember, when you look at the average rate of return that people get from their investments, Jerry, and maybe you know this because I've said it a million times, but I'm hoping you forgot because it's been a while since I've said it.
Okay.
But do you know what the average person makes if they invest for 20 years? Do you know what the average return is from most investors?
I think I recall this 7 or 8%.
Right. Do you want to?
Hey.
Or you want to say 10 or 12 and all this? It is 3.96.
Oh. Wow.
Why? Because of emotions. People get in and get, yes, if you dump it in and roll the dice and you don't freak out, you're probably going to get closer to that 6-7% return. But unfortunately, we have this thing called heart in a brain and all the other problems, and we make this. So the 4% rule is already destroyed by the average return that most people see. So he's now saying maybe we should call it the 3% rule, right? So 4% rule, definitely not something I would want to bet my retirement on. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's a busted myth. We're going to put that in the same pile with a bag of rice over there.
Okay. And then, you know, the difference is when somebody comes and sees you, you build an income strategy for them that's not dependent on market returns, and they know that they've got the income coming in no matter what.
I want you to understand, you guys are listening to two, I mean, we're rednecks. We just don't sound like it all the time, but we really are. Jerry and I do not call the little knife, the butter knife. We don't call that a knife. That's a screwdriver in our world, okay? And you know what? We have used a crescent wrench as a hammer more times than we're willing to admit. We believe that you need the right tool for the right job. And if you need income, we need to set up a specific account or accounts to generate the needed income regardless of market volatility. And that is completely different from the let's go roll the dice on the crazy gambling side with all the crazy investments and all the other stuff. And it's not the CDs because that's another bucket. We believe that income requires its own bucket, and that is how you beat this stupid 4% rule, because mm-hmm. we have a dedicated line to income that meets your income needs through retirement.
All right, the next outdated retirement rule, having a specific dollar amount to retire. We remember those commercials. What's your number? Yep. And Jim, you know, people think, oh, I can't retire because I don't have $2 million. I can't retire because Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank just recently said you need $5 million to even think about retiring. But that overlooks a lot of things, and you may not need that much money to retire.
Yeah, and here's the deal. And this kind of ties. We'll stick two bullet points together, Jerry, real quick. We're going to look at fixed income, right? A percentage. And then we look at a specific dollar amount because they're kind of both the same, right? Here's the problem. A fixed dollar amount or a set amount of money, whatever one it is, tell me how that's going to help you when eggs go from $3 to $13 or whatever nonsense they just went to. Now, not us normal guys drive normal trucks, but if you're a diesel truck guy, you had a heart attack like a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. There's all these. Imagine if you're in Florida, like all of us are, with the exception of Mr. Payne, or at least the vast majority of people. Your insurance did not go up 20%. It went up 120%. Ooh. So the problem is that when you think that I'm going to have a certain percentage, because that's kind of the 4% rule, or I need X amount of dollars to accomplish this goal, guys, I'm telling you, that's not how life works. We have coined a phrase, and I have to laugh because we did an interview in Nashville with a Marine, and the way that it worked was Jerry saw a Marine Corps emblem. I went over and talked to the guy, and I hear Jerry out of literally a whole crowd, I hear Jerry go, Semper Gumby, and it makes me laugh. For those of you who don't know, the Marine Corps' motto is Semper Fidelis, which is always faithful. We on Financial Straight Talk have coined the phrase Semper Gumby, always flexible. Why is that important? Your retirement plan has to be flexible, guys, because things are going to happen. I don't know if you're going to need $2 million, $386,000, $5 million, $8 million, because you know what? Everybody has a different rule. Jerry, your mom and dad need $0 in retirement savings. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they have so much money in pension that they don't have to think about it. But other people who don't have a pension needs a pretty big amount if they're spending a lot of money, right? Everybody's a different story. So having this belief that you need a certain percentage to come out of your account, or you need a certain dollar amount to generate the income, because they're all the same story here, is ridiculous, because it doesn't really account for Jerry Payne Jr., Jim and Michelle Fox, Bob and Mary Smith down the street, because we all live different lives. Some people travel, some people don't. You're Jerry Payne. Jerry Payne likes cars. When he's retired, Jerry Payne's going to have a one-bedroom house with a 12-car garage, okay? That's just the way it's just going to be for Jerry. But we all have our different goals, and that's why these archaic beliefs don't work. I have people that have come to me that said, I got laid off, and I needed to retire, and I lost my job, and wow, I can't do it. And I look, and they have $800,000. And then I realize they need $20,000 a year in income. Jerry, do you know how easy it is to get 20 grand off of 800,000? But their mind said they needed the million. Guys, stop trying to guess. Instead, let's do an analysis. We can make sure that we know exactly what the money you have can and can't do for you.
And we have one final outdated rule here, Jim. Quickly, I need to be out of debt when I retire. Pay off the house. It's not always the right thing to do.
Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. And let me help you. If you got a ton of credit card debt, pay that stuff off, okay? So that's going to kick your butt, all right? But the biggest question for me is, should I pay off the house?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how much money you have. You owe $400,000 on a house and you have $4 million, pay off the house if it makes you feel better. But if you have $800,000 and owe $400,000 on the house, Jerry, that just took one big bite out of your entire savings. It's a common sense approach. The guy that I saw last week, he was, should I pay off the house? I owe $180,000. I'm in retirement. I asked him what his interest rate is. 2.2%.
Wow.
Jerry, let me help you with the answer to that question.
No, I think we can guess.
So you just want to make sure that you're looking at all the options.
Yep.
Yes, we have a debt conversation. Yes, mm-hmm. we walk through all this. But in the end, it all comes down to this. You need a customized plan that makes sense for you and your family. You don't get that through radio shows, workshops, online, robo-advisors. The only place you get that is one-on-one, kneecap to kneecap, eyeball to eyeball, working on a plan that makes sense for you and your family. That's what we do each and every day. We'll do that for you, but you've got to take the initiative and you've got to pick up the phone. Give us a call, 321-414-7526. Again, 321-414-PLAN. Give my team a call. Let them know that you want to have a full analysis done so we can make sure you're on track, make the adjustments that need to be made, or who knows, maybe just say congratulations, you're right where you need to be, but you won't know any of this unless you pick up the phone and give us a call.
Doesn't cost anything to sit down with Jim. It usually starts with a short phone call. You can do that now. 321-414-7526. That's 321-414-PLAN or online, getfst.com. That's all the time we got for today, Jim. We'll be back at the same time next week. For now, I'll let you have the last word.
Thanks so much, Jerry. Well, guys, every week we say the same thing. We want to tell you how much we appreciate you listening to the show. We know that you have tons of options when it comes to getting financial information, and we're honored to be one of those resources. So if there's anything we can do for you, don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Let us know. We're here to help you. But with all that being said, on behalf of myself and the rock doctor himself, Mr. Jerry Payne, I want to thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Financial Straight Talk.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Wadadley Financial Group. Wadadley Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Wadadley Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Wadadley Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any government agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Wadadley Financial Group.